Next.
I was asked a question by the honoured delegate from Uganda relating to codification and the arguably the therefore the race for data. I'd say a couple of things about this. First of all, is in terms of thinking about how whether it's a race for data, I would also say that we live in a world in which there is exponentially more data generated every minute, and the rate of increase is only going up. Is that data valuable? Yes, absolutely. So when you use the internet to do any Google search, you are paying for it in a way that doesn't necessarily involve money. You are giving out information about your preferences, what you would like, what you're interested in, which can then be monetized by other people to sell you other services. So the amount of data that is being collected by humans through machines about other humans is just going to increase. There will be more of this data available inevitably across the world. Does this mean that people are going to chase after it? Yes, but I don't necessarily see this as being primarily a militarily led enterprise. Will that data be exploitable by lots of different people in lots of different ways? Yes, that is why it is valuable. I think the point he makes as well about how people perceive their fears is going to drive their defense policy choices, their equipment programs, is valid. But I would also say that that is not a monopoly issue for the development of any kind of robotic or artificial intelligence system. I would say that nations quite rightly base their defensive models on what it is they fear and what it is they wish to deter. So I think there's going to be a complex interaction that relates around those issues. I do not necessarily think that there will be an immediate race for everybody to try and develop the artificial intelligence that people like to mentally substitute in, which is the image of the Terminator, which is so unlikely to arrive but is a useful science fiction substitution when it's difficult to get to details and difficult to grasp with the technology. But it isn't necessarily the most useful way forward, and I don't think it is going to be what drives policy decisions. Oh, and as a final summary point, I'll just repeat that whatever we do, I think must reinforce the useful laws that we have that look at proportionality, discrimination, and all the other aspects that have proved so valuable so far in international humanitarian law and legal weapon reviews. Thank you.